Welcome to the Coda Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and this episode's a little bit different from normal. So previously, like a fair while in the past, I used to do news episodes and I used to split them up and kind of bring one, like a news episode here and there. I tried combining it with the weekly and I wasn't too sure, but I seen a couple of things when I woke up this morning that made me want to do this episode instead of releasing what I was going to release today. So this one's more of a news roundup, just a couple topics, but I think they're pretty interesting if you're doing anything with JavaScript or you're looking to get into JavaScript. So these ones are very relevant, especially the first one. So the first one is Wesboss's Node.js course that is released and it's just come out. So you might know Wes from courses such as JavaScript 30, React for Beginners, and ES6 for Everyone. Really great courses. Highly recommend checking them out if you're doing anything with JavaScript. I'm currently going through JavaScript 30 at the moment. It's awesome. Really loving it. So this Node.js course, people have been wanting this for quite some time now, and it looks awesome. There's an early launch price at the moment. I'm recording this on the 9th of May, and I think it's like 4 days essentially for this launch price. I recommend jumping on that as soon as you can because these courses are really amazing. So hats off to Wes. He really does an incredible job with these courses and really makes them fun, interesting, and you learn quite a lot at a very rapid pace. More than what you probably learn from other courses that I've done in the past. Like you really get a deep sense of how to learn and how he goes through things. It's quite interesting how he does it. So with the next point, with new Webpack CLI. So if you're doing kind of anything with JavaScript these days, you're generally running some kind of bundler or task runner or something like that. Generally, it's like Gulp or Webpack. Webpack's becoming more of the faux standard now for working with any kind of files when you're doing JavaScript projects. So basically the Webpack CLI allows you to run these different commands from the command line. So they've released two things, so scaffolding, and it's basically to reduce confusion when you're kind of building your Webpack file. So they've got here at its core, the scaffold system is all about flexibility. An author of a scaffold referred to as an add-on decides how to provide Webpack config. So this is something that aids beginners, and this is still some little things that I get confused with Webpack when I'm manually configuring things. It is a little bit confusing, especially if you have come into Webpack from version 1 and now there's version 2, and you might be going back in older projects that have version 1 and then you go to version 2. And unless you're doing this a real lot, which generally you kind of get your config set up and you leave it for a fair bit of time, so you start to forget some of these things. So basically it's making that a bit easier, which is great to see. Now the next thing, which touches on what I talked about with version 1 to version 2, they've provided a migration command. So I'm going to read a little excerpt here. So another feature we've added is migrate. As Webpack version 2 came with some changes that might have been harder to digest for some, we've decided to unload some more burden from the user's backs. The migrate feature is a great way to transition your existing V1 configuration to V2. And aims to assist you when moving to Webpack version 2. So this is really, really nice to see. It's always great when you've got something that can help migrate your code. So like React has its code mods and things like that. It just makes life so much easier. And this command is very simple. It's just webpack-cli migrate and then the config file. And it will do its best to migrate that config for you. Now, of course, with any kind of automation tools, your mileage may vary. So take it with what it is. It's going to at least help get you most of the way there, if not all the way there, hopefully. The last bit of news for Webpack CLI is basically you had to install Webpack CLI itself, so npm install webpack-cli. That's actually going to be moved into Webpack itself soon, so that's going to be great. That's one less thing you have to worry about installing globally or locally, depending on how you like to do your setup. It's just one less thing that you need to do, which is great to see. That's essentially it, but I'd really love to know, do you want to see more of these news episodes? I've thought about bringing them in as an additional episode to the podcast, so having the usual release, which is more of on a defined topic, and I usually try and release those on a Tuesday morning here in Australia, so that's probably probably throughout the night in America, I guess. But looking to add that maybe on a Thursday, so a few days later, just a news roundup episode. I'd love to know your thoughts. Please leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. Send through a tweet at codacatchup on Twitter, or leave an email at codacatchup@gmail.com. I'd really love to know what your thoughts are on that. But other than that, that's essentially it for this episode. If you do have a spare few moments, I'd really love a rating and review on iTunes. That would be awesome. Also, if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel, please do check that out and subscribe. That would be great. But other than that, we'll catch the next episode.